This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So this week we welcome back as our guest co-host J. Randall Murphy, who took kind of a hiatus from the forums and the field for a while. But you're back in action, my friend.
Absolutely. I'm glad to be back.
This week we welcome back a guest who has been on the show for a while, Lauren Coleman, who has been very active in paranormal research, specifically cryptozoology, for, I always say, 10,000 years. Is that close enough?
58, that's pretty close.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's almost 10,000. And you have the International Cryptozoology Museum. And before we go on, can you tell us, how's that going for you?
Oh, it's great. We're in our 15th year. We relocated a couple years ago, built our own museum, got a little grant from a fund in Indiana, and we have a two-story little museum in a thriving new area of Portland called Thompson's Point. We're actually located next to a brewery, which is next to a winery, and on the other side of us is a distillery. We've joked about having a breathalyzer at our door, but it hasn't happened yet.
A breathalyzer at your door.
Surrounded all of, by all these millennials coming in who have had a few drinks. Well, we just hope they spend money in our gift store and support cryptozoology. So we take people in all kinds of situations.
When we were originally going to have you on, and then we had to postpone that due to a family emergency of yours, you had an article from the Copycat Effect website, and I thought that was interesting. Because you mentioned here a number of people known in the paranormal fields who had died. And I observed to you before we started the show that it always seems that deaths among people who are well known come in clusters. Like you see a show business personality dies and then four others are gone. Do you see that as a pattern or just one of those things?
Well, certainly I think that the human mind tends to try to organize strange phenomena, whether it's suicides or deaths or, you know, UFO sightings or cryptozoological encounters. And one thing that does happen with the media is if there's one suicide or one death, then they all of a sudden they're more alert and the reflective factor kicks in. And I certainly know that we noticed a pattern that occurred a few months ago with all of these UFO writers that were dying in a little clump. And so we had Brad Steiger and Adam Pelfrey and Dan Cohen, Art Bell. Within this period of a month, there was lots of writers that are associated with the field. And so we're kind of alert. Everybody was ready for the next one that came along, and now there's quiet. But what I've actually been writing about on the Twilight Language blog lately is we've got a very important date coming up, June 24th. And June 24th is certainly a date that anybody that's in the UFO field has noted. There's a lot of ufologist-related deaths on that date, like Frank Scully and Arthur Bryan, Frank Edwards, Willie Lee, Jackie Gleason, Lyle Stewart. Even the Devo drummer who was into UFOs, Alan Myers, lots of different people, about 12 deaths that people have associated with that date. And so I'm looking in the year 2018 that something major could be happening related to UFOs on the 24th of the month, which, of course, is the Kenneth Arnold kickoff day in 1947 when UFOs were first really called flying saucers.
So does that mean that I should really watch myself very carefully on the 24th?
I think so. I think that everybody that connected with ufology, with strange phenomena, with the Masons, with a whole bunch of different phenomena may really want to look over their shoulder on the 24th of this year.
What would we be looking for exactly? I mean, if this isn't just sort of some kind of, I don't know, weird synchronicity?
Well, it's definitely a weird synchronicity. You can look on Twilight Language blog and you can see all of the different kinds of things that coincidentally or not have happened on the 24th. I think that it's certainly in 1967 where you had three deaths of ufologists all happening on the same day. It really, you know, kind of had a lot of people scratching their heads. I think there's a lot of coincidences and there's a lot of synchronicity and all, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't be aware of it, shouldn't acknowledge it, and shouldn't look out for it. So that's what I do. I tend to look at old patterns, look at new patterns, and try to make these predictions. And I've been doing it for a long time, especially with regard to school shootings and you know, terrorist attacks and different things like that. If people are not aware of history, they tend to repeat it. And I think that sometimes people just kind of blow through their day without really being aware of what has happened previously on those days that sometimes alert individuals. Some individuals die or die by suicide because of the anniversary syndrome, because there are unconscious dates that people are working around all the time without even thinking about them. But if you look at statistically how many people die around their birthday or how many people die on significant dates of others in their family, it's just something that can't be ignored.
Let me raise one for you here, actually, too. 1988, September 9th, that's my birthday. My father died that afternoon. Mm-hmm. Now, it was kind of interesting because he wasn't a young man. He was just shy of 79 and otherwise was in decent state of health and everything. He just kind of keeled over, and that was it, as quick as you can go. On my birthday, now the day before, he called us. And normally when I have a conversation with my dad, it would be very short. It would be very short. This time he spent more and more time on the phone, maybe 10 minutes or so, to be assured I was okay. And I could think in retrospect, he wanted to make sure before he left, and he knew he was going to go the next day or shortly, that he made sure everything was okay in my life. One instance. Another instance, my late brother-in-law, Stephen, died 10 minutes after my birthday ended. I have no idea of the distinction of that because his birthday was May or June or something like that. But those are the two I'm aware of. With my father, I could see things going on, but that also gives me the impression that it's not when you're suffering from a serious illness and you know you're going to go any day now. I do think maybe sometimes people know their time is about done. What do you think?
I certainly think that's true. My father died on December 8th, and he was a World War II veteran. Even though he acted like he did not notice it, every year he would talk about December 7th, really Pearl Harbor Day, really drawing him into the war, volunteering for the Navy and all of that. And for him to have died, he lingered on with lung cancer for like 3 years. I thought it was very significant that he would kind of finally let go on December 7th and die the next day. And I've seen that happen with a lot of different people in my family around their birthdays, around significant dates. It's just part of the humanity that we have. And I think in your stories, they talk in some ways, you're being sent messages about how significant your birthday and you were to those people.
We've got more to come with Lauren Coleman. Our guest co-host is J. Randall Murphy. You're in.
The Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news at theparacast.com. That's news at theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
A reminder, we have a second radio show called After the Paracast that is either a close-up or kind of a recap show, and sometimes it's special discussions, special guests, all sorts of strange things can happen on After the Paracast. We offer it only if you're a member of the Paracast Plus. We also give you a version of this show that is free of the network ads. All this and more available. It's just $1.49 a week, $4.99 a month. Check it out. Plus.theparacast.com. Plus.theparacast.com. We're here with Lauren. We're here with Randall. And the significance of what we've talked about so far, beginning with, and we'll get into more detail on that, the sudden group of deaths, the cluster of deaths of people prominent in the paranormal fields, whether those particular events have some kind of synchronicity element. And Lauren was mentioning days where people may tend to die, anniversaries, birthdays, or birthdays of relatives, things like that. Or June 24th, a very interesting anniversary because it was the day of Kenneth Arnold's sighting. Lauren, go ahead, please.
Well, I think that if we look in the popular culture, there's been a whole spate of hangings of celebrity. Andrew Bodine and Kate Spade, and then last night, actually, we're talking here in June, a publicist named, what was her, Janae Purper, who was, and it's interesting because all of these three celebrities are connected by Sex and the City. And so you try to look at these deaths and go beyond the news that's just on TV. Try to look for the patterns. And that's what I do of all of these people that have died that I know in the unknown field and the unexplained in the ufology field. We can't just take, okay, that's when they died. We really miss them and I'm sad about that. I try to look a little bit deeper to see if there's a pattern going on. In the rock and roll business, you saw that with Chris Cornell died on a date that many rock individuals, rock stars, have hung themselves. And then you saw, of course, Chester Bennington kill himself through hanging once again on the birthday of Chris Cornell. So there's those links like that, that just because it's a date in Wikipedia doesn't mean it didn't have some connection for that individual in a very deep way.
So what do you think that means then?
I worked for over 11 years with the state of Maine, trained over 40,000 individuals, paramedics, police officers all over the state on the warning signs and suicide prevention. And what I'm saying in very overtly is that there are warning signs that people ignore. There are clues in human behavior, whether we talk about it in terms of Fortiana, ufology, or celebrity suicides. There's things going on that are ignored by the day-to-day routine that, you know, breaking news on CNN, it's no longer breaking news. It's just washes across us. And I think if you care about some of these individuals and you talk to them, you're trying to prevent suicide, you also have to dig a little deeper in a very personal detective methodologically so that you can see that these people are giving signs. There are certain dates that they'll be more at risk on, or that their parents' birthday, or sometimes when a mother dies or a close friend. 50% of individuals who die by suicide very directly have someone in their family that has also died by suicide. It's a model of behavior, and it's one in which you just have to keep talking to the individual and also look at their history in a way that is often ignored.
That's perfectly fair, actually. I've heard the same thing, that these signs are ignored by people. A person might, for example, just joke about it. And the advice is, well, if somebody's joking about killing themselves, you really should start to look a little bit deeper to make sure that they're okay and that it's not something more serious. But then how do you explain the sort of synchronicities where a person isn't really suicidal? Like, say, the case of John Mack. Here we have, you know, who John Mack was.
Yes.
A very respected Harvard psychiatrist who was doing exceedingly well with his research and then was run down by a driver, I think in France.
And England, actually.
And he was, the driver wasn't found to be, you know, involved in any kind of conspiracy. He was just impaired. So, I mean, how do we kind of reconcile the synchronicities where there is no apparent reason for a person to want to die with just random occurrences that, according to what you're saying, aren't necessarily random.
Well, I've never looked into John's case other than I know specifically that he was in England. He stepped off of a curb, and being American, he thought about the traffic going in a different way on different sides. So he actually walked into traffic in which he wasn't looking the right direction. Was he unconscious? Was he in a trance? Did he not know he was in England? You know, there's kinds of things like that. There's nothing suicidal, perhaps, in what he did. I don't even know. Do you know what date he died? Was there any synchronicity with the date that he died? I mean, I know there's always conspiracy theories about was John Mack killed by the government who thought he knew too much and all of that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the unconscious awareness and the lack of awareness that some people put themselves. We should kid ourselves not that there are a lot of depressed people who are engaged in ufology. And I find it kind of remarkable and sad that if someone knows that there's a large, a big or a kind of date coming up, they may pick that date unconsciously as a date on which they will die. I'm wondering if there seems to be the suicide rate is 30% higher than it has been in recent years. In the last 10 years, there's certainly a lot of suicide on the media with our military, 22 soldiers dying a day, with all the celebrity suicides and hangings. I think the model is out there, and this is a very dangerous time for people that are impulsive, are violent, are depressed with energy. One of the things that people get wrong about suicide is that it's not just depressed people, because depressed people usually don't have the energy to kill themselves. It's people that are a little more stirred up. And so I wonder if this coming weekend is going to have some of that energy dispersal through suicides.
Now, I should point out to our listeners, they will be listening to the show on the 24th of June. So if anything untoward is going to happen, I guess we'll have an indication. We'll get more into the synchronicity and deaths and knowing, perhaps sensing, when it's going to happen. More to come with Lauren and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump spent his day talking about immigration, first at a convention in Las Vegas, then in an interview on TBN.
It's the Democrats' fault, but it wouldn't be their fault for long if they sat down with us. We could make a deal so quickly. But it's looking like they really want open borders, and they want really crime to pour in.
Many Democrats spent the weekend touring centers for immigrant children. Florida Senator Bill Nelson, after being turned away earlier, finally got inside one facility in Florida.
The only good thing that we found out is that most of these here are communicating by telephone with their parents. But there doesn't seem to be a plan for reunification of the children.
California Congresswoman Jackie Speier says she doubts the government's word that 500 children have been released. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Now, this phenomenon, knowing someone's going to die, is that something that's in your subconscious, in your DNA? Is that when people seem to know?
If you're talking about the individual who is going to die by suicide, there's usually a plan. There's usually some way that they're going to really do this act. It's not usually unconscious. It's not usually as impulsive as the surviving family members think. It's oftentimes been inside of them. With regard to people that are outside that individual, looking at it, there may be clues and warning signs, as we all agree, but it's the synchronicity that is most interesting to followers of the unknown, because part of what followers of the unknown, Fortians, ufologists, all of us individuals interested in that, is we want to crack the nut. We want to solve the mystery. We want to find the pattern. We want to keep people alive, if that's even down to the basic. So there is something really deep about that inside of us. In my most recent book, which is Mothman Evil Incarnate, I look at 100 deaths of people associated or linked to the Mothman phenomena that have died by suicide or died young or even died elderly age, but on a specific day that may have significance to the Mothman phenomena. So there's many different ways to look at this. It's just what kind of approach you want to take.
So these are people that have some notoriety in the media or in folklore or in the type of field that people study. So how do we know that the statistics for those people aren't really pretty much the same for the average population? Unless we take a sample from the average population to see if there are similar patterns.
Very true. If the funding was available, I did a whole book in 1987 called Suicide Cluster, based upon many statistical studies, based upon many databases full of that kind of approach. So we definitely know there's suicide clusters, a phenomenon that was totally ignored by the psychological field and the government before the 1980s. Even though I was able, and some colleagues of mine in the suicidology field, were able to dig up records from the 4th century BC in Greece. So I approach this open-mindedly, but also skeptically. I very much am not a true believer in any of this phenomena, or am I a deep debunker? I think the position to take is to approach all of this data, all of these different theories, right down the middle, open-mindedly and skeptically.
That's pretty interesting then. So you've taken a look at both sides. So then in your research, can you tell us if there are some markers that set some of these people apart from the sort of the baseline that are interesting?
Well, I think I've given some clues to that with regards to some of the celebrity suicides. They are individuals that are connected to other individuals. They've used them as models. They think about those individuals a lot. For instance, Kate Spade, the designer who recently hung herself with one of her own scarves, was obsessed with suicide, would study the suicide deaths of Robin Williams, for instance, how he hung himself, how he used something on a closet door. And she would look for hours and hours at media phenomena connected to that, as well as the recent suicides of other individuals that may have been lesser individuals.
I wanted to ask you something before we go on here.
Sure.
Right. Okay. Now, she must have done this on the down low, because nobody in this time that she was looking into these other suicides realized there might be a problem or some symptom of depression that warranted further study. I mean, in terms of Robin Williams, we know now, or at least after his suicide, that he was in ill health and that everything that made his life worthwhile, and he was someone who had suffered from psychological problems for years, everything that made him so great was basically fading away. So you can kind of see what might have led to it. In her case, the two questions I would have, nobody in her family noticed this, and number two, was there something in her life that anyone could point to that might have given a clue?
Well, her family did know. There's lots of different articles that have come out quoting her family saying, oh, we saw her doing this. I think the question that we're coming up against, whether it's ufologists or celebrities, is the question of why. Why did someone kill themselves? It's a question none of us can answer except the individual that takes their lives. It's something that bothers all of us, that we try to look for all of the pieces, and we talk about depression, or we talk about them being obsessed with this. We talk about the family members that ignore the warning signs. Everybody feels guilty. Everybody feels confused. And everybody walks away trying to come up with a theory of why the person did it or what led them to this. Even with the Robin Williams story that you just mentioned, that he was ill, there's different parts of his community, like his wife, that said he was not ill. He was not dying of cancer. He was not this and that. So you get all kinds of stories from the primary sources, and it leaves everybody totally mystified. And that's the whole root of suicide. Suicide is not something you'll ever be able to answer the why about, because it's just still the unknown. One of the greatest unknowns that really faces all of us people that survive suicides.
There is, therefore, no profile a mental health therapist can apply to say this person is at risk.
Well, there certainly are a lot of profiles, and there are a lot of warning signs. But there are a lot of misconceptions, too, like, you know, someone wants to hurt themselves or that person's in danger of hurting themselves. It's not about that. It's about the person that's suicidal is in a lot of pain. And if anything, they want to run away, get away from the pain, and they want to live. If they find that it's unavailable for them to escape the pain, then they may, in fact, kill themselves. The other thing that's a misconception is, as I briefly mentioned earlier, chronically depressed people are not the ones who are killing themselves. It is people who are coming out of a depression or have energy in the midst of feeling depression or even homicidal. The other part of suicide that is often ignored is suicide is homicide turned inward, and homicide is suicide turned outward. So that's why you had the rash of school shootings. If you look at the history of kids in school killing themselves, you'll find that many of them switched over in the middle of the 80s from just killing themselves to really conceptually saying to themselves, well, if I'm going to die, I'm going to take some people with me, in a very angry sort of way, so that that homicidal tendency really came out of suicide. And that's why a lot of school shootings, you have people who really want to die in the midst of the school shooting.
This is an interesting bit here. Well, I've got a couple of things here for you to comment on.
Let's do our break here and then we'll do it.
Sure.
More with Randall and Lauren. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
J. Randall Murphy, guest co-host Lauren Coleman is our guest, and we're talking about largely deaths, clusters of deaths, suicides, synchronicity, etc., etc. Lauren is going to continue on that. And I'm going to ask him a little bit later to go back and list, because we only did in passing, the paranormal celebrity deaths and tell us more about those people. Randall.
Yeah, my memory isn't really great for specifics and names and dates, so maybe you can help me out on this a bit, Lauren. There's an author who wrote a book on the school shootings and teen suicides, and maintains that it's highly connected to behavior-modifying pharmaceuticals. Is that something that you've read about or know anything about or and can confirm, or what's your feeling about that?
I think that there's lots of different people. Yes, I'm very aware of that. I've gotten discussions and debates with that person online. It seems to, in many ways, let me carefully say this, a right-wing theory that has a lot of politics connected to it, and I'm very cautious about that, because all you have to do is look back in time and see that certain political motivations in the 30s, a lot of juvenile delinquency was blamed on comic books. Then you come right up through history and find that there was a period where people were blaming video games on school suicide clusters. Now we have a group of individuals who have clumbed on to this idea that pharmaceuticals, because one or two individuals that they've read about were on Ritalin or some other drugs, mood-changing behavior drugs.
Are you sure it's only just one or two? Because
no,
from what I recall with this author, you can, I'm sure, look up the YouTube. I mean, there's a big difference between comic books and knowing people have prescriptions for behavior-altering pharmaceuticals. So, you know, we know pharmaceuticals do alter behavior, and then there's a definite link. Comic books are a different kind of thing altogether. That's more of a...
I'm just talking about theory. With regard to the pharmaceuticals, also you've got to understand that individuals who had problems or were already indicated in the thousands, in the tens of thousands, they would then give them pharmaceuticals. And so you can kind of go backwards with this instead of saying, which came first, the chicken or the egg? In other words, just because someone is taking Ritalin, are you saying that the Ritalin is then causing their school shooting, when in fact the predisposition in that child must have already been there? Whether they were incorrectly medicated or not, there was something going on. what this individual has done is they get a list. I was just going to say one or two alerted them to that, and then they dug back and found out more, came up with a list and said, ah, these people were on drugs. They did school shootings. They did suicides, whatever. I don't think it's that clear cut.
Well, I mean, returning back just to the briefly on the prescriptions, because there was one more other thing. I mean, there's studies that look at the side effects, and they actually list things like depression and possible, you know, feelings of suicide right on the medication warning labels. So I think it's kind of hard to just kind of write that off as, well, not coincidental, and you put something in place like maybe they just happen to be a fan of Kurt Cobain or something.
Well, you know, if you give someone that's suicidal medications and then one of the outcomes is suicide, the pharmaceutical company are naturally going to put one of the side effects, maybe suicide. But once again, I'm very skeptical of how quickly people turn to that to blame.
Well, that's a fair comment because, you know, I think all too often we over-medicate or medicate when really there are other underlying reasons that maybe could be solved by some sort of psychotherapy or counseling. I'm no expert in that, but it's just an impression I tend to get.
I actually have a master's in psychiatric social work, written several books on it, studied it, became a member of the American Suicidological Society, and gave papers on it. So there's always somebody to say it's comic books or pharmaceutical drugs or video games. I wasn't saying that I believed in or supported comic books. I was saying I was skeptical of that as an easy explanation. And I am also have seen the damage of people with no knowledge coming in with a political agenda and saying this is because of Ritalin or something like that.
Oh, that's totally fair. Completely fair. And the other thing I wanted to ask, this is kind of on a side note, a bit of maybe pop culture, in that I recently watched a movie. It was called The Discovery with Robert Redford. And what he'd done is he plays the part of a scientist who proves in his lab the existence of an afterlife and goes on to media claiming this and gets a bunch of followers. And then the suicide rate starts to climb. And so it's a dramatic portrayal of how scientific proof of the afterlife would affect people's desire to end this life and move on to the next one. And I thought that was pretty interesting. Do you find that belief in afterlives plays any role in suicide?
Well, I think we're getting into some deep areas coming from a fictional movie. You have some things going on, like heavy community, heavy religious beliefs that creates a community is a suicide support, is a suicide prevention support. In other words, deep black church communities, heavy Catholic communities that aren't cruel to each other about the suicide. You know, there are these communities where they say, if you die by suicide, you're not going to be buried in sacred ground. And so get out of here. And there's that kind of approach that I've found in some communities that actually backfire and don't make the person that's suicidal feel very safe. So that sometimes happens. The most important thing that prevents suicide is communication, sense of community, sense of connectedness. A suicidal individual feels extremely alone. Oftentimes, there's not many people that are feeling suicidal that care one way or another about where they're going after they die. The thing that I heard from teenagers often was, well, I'm going to kill myself and I'll be able to float over my funeral and I'll be able to watch people cry or I'll be able to watch who comes and different things like that. That's about as far, as deep as it goes for thoughts about the afterlife. So it's not something that really is really a preventive factor, as it's called.
I think it might. I was sort of looking at it more as a contributing factor. Like if you believe you can float out of your body and that you're going to be fine and it's only your body that dies, then you're not really losing much by shedding the body and floating off into another existence where there's less pain or problems or what have you.
So, you know, elderly suicide's a whole different thing. But among young people who are considering suicide, they mostly want to live. They mostly want to enjoy their body. They want to enjoy life. And it's the pain that they're feeling in that body that they may want to get away from. So I hear what you're saying, but it's not something that maybe it works in a movie, but it hasn't really worked in the thousands of people I've talked to. One of the best studies was a psychiatrist in New Hampshire who actually interviewed 100 people who almost died. They, in other words, shot a bullet into their head and survived, or jumped off a bridge and survived. So he actually interviewed people that had, quote-unquote, committed suicide, but then lived, and he found that in the last second, when life was fleeting from their body, or supposedly, every one of them, 100%, said they made a mistake and they wanted to live. And they really, really wanted to live.
It's a fascinating direction to take this discussion, but we also have to break. We've got more to come with Lauren Coleman and J. Randall Murphy. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.